This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrettson Building Supply, Sarah Holborough of Umpqua Valley Arts. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Great to be here.
So let's get an update about what's going on with UVA.
Well, we are so excited to announce that we have finally been able to extend our hours. So our biggest update right now is that we are open from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Tuesday through Friday. We really wanted to accommodate the working world, and we kept getting feedback that we needed to extend our hours, and we are open later. So come visit us.
That gives people an opportunity to get off work at 4:30 or 5 and head over there on their way home.
Exactly. And we have such a great exhibit up right now. We have our Umpqua plein air that was created at the end of August. Painters from all over the Pacific Northwest came and painted the beautiful landscapes of the Umpqua Valley. And those pieces are all over our galleries right now with the top 40 in our Hallie Brown Ford.
And how long has that been there?
The exhibit has been up since the end of August, and it will be up through the end of October. October 29th will be the last day to see that.
So with the extended hours, it's probably made it a lot easier for people to get in.
Exactly. And we have received so much positive feedback. We've had lots of first-time visitors, people that have been interested in our membership. Speaking of our membership, we have our members show coming up. So that's our next exhibit. And we're encouraging all of our members to submit one piece. It's one of our favorite shows to feature local artists, our incredible members. And if you're an artist and are interested in being part of that show, our membership is extremely affordable. We have many different levels of membership, and we'd love to have you at Umpqua Valley Arts.
So during the member show, then you're really in like all kinds of art.
Yes, all mediums. We feature our members in all of the spaces. And right now we're doing some other calls for art, artists. We have all of our 2022 exhibits proposals, and those are due in October. So check out our website. There are lots of opportunities.
I know you've had a lot of classes outdoors lately. The things have shifted weather-wise and all that. What do you have going now?
Well, we are just about to start our teen studio for this school year, where teen artists 13 and up can come on Wednesday afternoons. We have our Minnie and Me on Saturdays for 3- and 4-year-olds with guardians, and we're about to resume our Saturday workshops. We tested out Saturday workshops last Saturday in the park with a rock painting workshop, which was pretty cool.
And I heard a lot of people really liked it.
They did. It was incredibly fun. We had people of all ages, and we were finally able to have a workshop that we shifted virtually and have it in person. It was great.
Wow. So looking ahead, what kinds of things are down the road a ways?
So down the road, we have all of our holiday activities. We'll have lots of workshops for young artists and adults. We have our clay place. We just renovated our imagination station, which will be used for more education. And we recently updated our rentals policies. So we'll be hosting holiday gatherings. We just hosted a wedding. So if you're interested in having an event at the Art Center, we'd love to chat with you about that.
And you said holidays.
I love the holidays, Kyle.
Well, apparently they are coming, in spite of some of us who would prefer to push them back a ways. But that's always a big deal there at UVA.
Yes, and our artists are so excited every year to help us decorate. And we're getting ready to expand our gift gallery and have handmade, one-of-a-kind items ready for everyone to shop for.
So what else can you tell people about things going on at UVA?
Well, stay in touch with us by following us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram, and our website. We'll have lots of workshops, holiday wreath making, holiday centerpiece making, ornament making. We are really excited to use a lot of our spaces to just reconnect and create. So check out our classes, our workshops, fun for all ages.
All right, Sarah Holborough from Umpqua Valley Arts. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:38 on the Morning Conversation.